Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for spooky season? It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix with special guest, local author DJ Slater's here. Good morning, DJ.
Thank you.
DJ has put out a horror novel. And we heard about this quite a few months ago. It was released last week. It's called Legend Has It, because some places weren't meant to be found.
Is there something wrong with our AC, or is it because you're talking about this? It got a little chilly.
It got a little chilly in here. So, DJ, you grew up in Franklin. We grew up here locally, and we've all heard about the haunted house, the haunted hotel, where you have to go through all the different levels to make it to the top. Right. And it's so scary and so full of terror. Not everybody makes it to the top of the hotel. That's what this book is about. Tell us more about it.
Well, yeah, so when I was a kid, well, at least high school, I would say, there was always that rumor of that one haunted house that traveled across the Midwest, and it was always on the outskirts of Chicago, or maybe it was by Iowa, or some place that nobody knew how to get to, and someone's friend of a friend or a cousin, distant relative, could find that place and said, yeah, it was really scary, couldn't make it to the top, you sign a waiver to get into it, and the actors can touch you, throw you out of the house, there's trapdoors, snakes, spiders, all that stuff.
Nope. Elizabeth loves the snakes!
Nope.
You're all about it!
Nope!
So... they said this, and I was like, as a high school kid, I'm like, is this place real? How can I find it? And of course, at the time, the internet wasn't, you know, as what it is today, where you can find things easily. So now, when I found it eventually through Snopes, it was like, oh, wait a minute, it's all fake. It's an urban myth.
Oh.
So I said, let's make it real.
Let's make it real! And that's what this book is. So we're going to have a little excerpt here. Radar and I love to do some acting on the air. We want you to hear about this book, Legend Has It. This is chapter 7. Now, we have the actual author in studio, DJ Slater. Mm-hmm. So, DJ, we're going to have you do the narrator part of this, because these are your own thoughts. Radar and I are going to play some of the characters here. Dante, because what happens here in chapter 7 of this Legend Has It horror novel, the group has made it to level 2 after finding the exit in a holding room. Dante comes face to face with an old childhood fear and scene.
Roughly 15 feet down the hallway to his left, Seth noticed a wide-framed figure sitting lifeless in a decaying rocking chair. The figure appeared propped up against the chair, which swayed slightly back and forth. Black circles surrounded the figure's pale white eyes that were absent pupils. Flaky white makeup covered its crusty face.
Nope!
Oh, wow. Dante, really? You're afraid of clouds, aren't you?
No way. I ain't scared, but that thing is ugly as hell. We ain't going that way.
Nope. Good thing we can go this way.
Seth pointed down the hallway to his right, which stretched forward several feet before breaking to the left. The group turned away from the clown and marched swiftly to the end of the corridor. Why look back? The clown radiated childhood nightmares. If anything, it was best to avoid letting that sinister face burn into their memories. Dante couldn't resist. As most of the group hurried out of the first hallway, he stopped at the bend, feeling his breath losing its depth. His neck stiffened as he attempted to turn it to his left. Two shallow breaths followed before he forced his head to move.
What the?
We can't tell you what happened, but I'm going to tell you, the clown was not just going to stay sitting there. It's all I'm going to say. So you are playing into everybody's fears. I mean, we know so many people scared of clowns. My sister-in-law, so deathly afraid of clowns. But what else do you have in this book that's radio friendly? Like, what's the age group to read this horror novel, Legend Has It?
Love it. They say 18 up. I think you can go more 12, 13, honestly, but it all depends, because there's language in there. They're college kids. There's definitely people that there's There's creatures in there. There's different things. There's the spooky aspects to it. And yes, people die in this because they are basically people up against, you know, insane odds in a haunted house filled with creatures and traps.
So not everybody's going to make it out.
No, they're not.
And you do not want to read this before going to bed.
What's
going
to happen to Dante? Or you can't tell us.
The laugh over there was a little evil than sinister.
There's so many moments. Like I look forward to when people have read this and I can actually talk spoilers because there are just lots of little layers and pieces in this that are just, I think, unique to the horror genre. And yes, everybody thinks they've done that with when they write a book, but I think there's really some unique parts in here. Because I tried my best not to, you know, to include some familiar things in here, like the clowns you mentioned, mm-hmm. but also things you've never seen before, like, you know, inventively designed creatures.
Okay, well, we're going to test your knowledge when it comes to horror movies, everybody. Coming up here next with DJ Slater. We know that he loves horror movies. And Radar, you've watched a few. I'm definitely, if it's on, I'll cover my eyes and watch part of it. We want to know how well you know the horror movies, because it is spooky season, everybody.
But first, it's a break from our sponsors.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you name that scream? It's time for some horror movie trivia. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix because spooky season is upon us. It's fall. Maybe you've already put your decorations out. And we have local author DJ Slater in studio because his horror novel is now out. Legend has it. You heard an excerpt just a few moments ago about these college kids.
I'm still shaking.
That are going mm-hmm. level by level through a haunted hotel to see if they can make it till the end. DJ, I love that you brought this myth to life because growing up here in southeastern Wisconsin, we all heard about this hotel. Oh, yeah. And now you have actually used your imagination to make it real.
Oh, totally.
Were you scared when you were writing it?
I had moments, I should say, but it's like I'm channeling all my haunted house experience. I go to haunted houses all the time. Okay. And I was channeling every experience I had into, like, you know, 10 different floors to make them really unique.
What actually scares you in a haunted house, though? Because I feel like you, I should mention, DJ's sister is Lindsay Slater from WISN 12 News, and you and your sister have a grandma that made you guys watch horror movies as kids.
All the time.
And now you guys go to haunted houses all the time, but, like, what scares you in a haunted house?
I think what really will get me is those, like, I know abandoned haunted house does this really well, where they have, like, a light effect or something that, like, kind of drowns out the, like, the floor for you, and then all of a sudden something will just pop up in your face.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yep, yep. No. Come out of nowhere type of thing.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see here how well y'all can do. Everybody listening can play along as well. It's Name That Scream. These are some very famous horror movies that hopefully some of you have seen. Okay, Radar, DJ, in which horror movie does a killer wear a hockey mask?
Friday the 13th.
It's Friday the 13th.
Okay, yeah. So that's easy?
Yes, that was an easy one. Yes.
I watched one Friday the 13th movie as a kid and I was done. It's because my babysitter had us watch it and I ended up telling my mom because I was having nightmares and that babysitter didn't babysit for us ever again.
That was the last time the babysitter stepped foot in your house.
But if you want to get nuancy, it's from Friday the 13th part 3 on when the hockey mask comes out. Not 1 or 2.
Listen to this guy.
He's an expert.
Listen to this guy.
I'm going to defer to DJ. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Right. What's the name of the haunted hotel in The Shining? Who's got it first, DJ or Radar?
Stanley Hotel.
No.
No, that's where it took place.
Right. The Overlook.
The Overlook, yes.
You got it.
I was thinking about the real life one,
right. And then there's the actual movie one, that's right.
Okay.
Greetings, Mr. Torrance.
Here's another one. Which horror movie features the quote, "Whatever you do, don't fall asleep"?
That'd be a Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
You guys got it! Yeah. You got it!
Every town.
Okay, so this is name the Scream. I'm curious how you all are doing playing along. What horror movie was the first to be nominated for a Best Picture Oscar?
Okay, I got to defer to DJ on this one.
1973.
Oh, geez, that's a tough one. Like, I can see. I
know, I went from like easy to really hard.
Not the
what
Shining.
Horror movie was the first to be nominated for a Best Picture Oscar?
Nominated, but didn't win.
Think about what people. Have a priest come to the house.
Oh, Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
Yes, yes. Yes. I'm okay. Trying to think early. Yeah, okay.
The last one here. All right. We're talking with DJ Slater, who is the author of the horror novel that is out now, Legend Has It. Both of you are going to get this, and I want you to say it at the same time.
Jaws. Oh, sorry.
Jaws terrified me as a kid.
I know.
Which movie made Do You Like Scary Movies?
Scream.
A famous line. Okay, so before we wrap up here with you, DJ, where can people get the book, Legend Has It?
Easiest way to find it is www.djslaterauthor.com. Otherwise, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, other places will have it online as well.
All right.
And some local bookstores have it, too.
djslaterauthor.com to get this book. You'll have some fun this holiday season. You and your sister, Lindsay, grew up watching horror movies. Like you said, your grandma got you into that, which is so funny. What a grandma. What a grandma. Have you or your sister ever actually seen a ghost or experienced any kind of paranormal activity?
I do have a good story for you guys.
Ooh.
So this is high school back in our house, in our childhood home in Franklin.
Oh, why is it always the South Side?
I know. Racine, Kenosha,
everything.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Caledonia.
So, I'm downstairs in the kitchen doing homework. It's a two-story house. We have bedrooms upstairs, loft and two bedrooms. So she's in her bedroom sitting there. I'm downstairs doing homework, and she sees me, quote unquote, peeking into her room like this, and then you're peeking back out.
So she saw you.
She saw me, and it starts getting like a little faster and faster. And then she says to me, "DJ, would you stop messing around?" And then she says it really loud, and I go, "What are you talking about?" From downstairs.
No.
And then she screams. Like, this is a real story. And I'm like, "What are you?" And so even to this day, I get goosebumps thinking about that.
Wait, what? How did that even happen?
I don't know. You'd have to ask her that one.
Oh, my gosh.
She saw it, and I'm just like, there's a...
So the ghost took on your profile.
My form, apparently, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's spooky season, everybody.
It totally is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.